Looks like baseball is back. Yeah, the Major League Players Association agreed to a 60-game season that will start July 24th. The COVID 2020 version of spring training will begin on July 1st. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's sports and commentary show. Greg Stewart on this side of the microphone with you. And this show, by the way, is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. So the players and coaches are getting back to work, and all 68 Major League umpires will prepare to return to the ballparks, even if those sit empty, at least from fans, for a while. One of those umps is veteran Ted Barrett. He's been calling balls and strikes in big leagues since 1994. Ted, congratulations. You're back to work here with the baseball agreement. You know, we've been through a lot in this country. You guys have been through a lot with the pay cut and delay of the baseball season. You have a doctorate, Ted, in theology. You're in the Word all the time. You've studied the Bible, the Scripture. Can you help us make some sense of all this bubbling cauldron of chaos that we've been through as a country with COVID and what you guys have been through and the riots and divisions? Help us out with this, can you?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, you know, we turn on the TV and we're saddened. You know, the one thing that I keep coming back to is God is in control. You know, he knows exactly what's going on. None of this caught him by surprise. He's got his hand in it. We can't always see. We hate what's going on in the nation with division, and God does too. He's a God of unity, and he is a God of not of confusion, of clarity. But we were talking the other day with someone, and, you know, with all the change that goes on, and there's a lot of change in our profession that's coming. And like you mentioned, with technology and some other things. But the one thing that's constant is God does not change, and God's word does not change. I'm so thankful for that. And we're seeing a lot of change in this country right now, but God's word does not change. And so that's where I'm putting my hope, and that's where I'm walking with other umpires, and we're putting our hope in Jesus because he is the constant. He's the one thing in life that doesn't change. For us, it used to be baseball was the one constant, and now that's not even the constant. And so as we get things stripped away from us, our job, our identity, our paychecks, the reliance goes on Jesus because he will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will not change. He's the same yesterday as he is today as he will be tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, you've been at this for a long time. Like I said, debuted in 94 in the big leagues, even before that in minor league baseball. You don't start in the bigs, of course, as an umpire. You have to work your way up. You have to pay your dues. What's been the climb up been like for you, Ted?
Yeah, I don't think most fans realize, you know, when we go to umpire school, it's really just like a big tryout. And right now there's two schools. And you'll get anywhere from 100 to 150 at each school. So you're in this pool competing with 200 to 300 guys, and then they'll take the top 25 guys out of each school. They'll go to the next level in an advanced school, so to speak, minor league teaches. And so now you're competing with about 50 guys, and then from there you're placed in the minor league baseball based on the need. Could be anywhere from 15 guys to all 50 guys going into the minor leagues, depending on how much movement there was that year. And you go right to the bottom level. You go to the Arizona League or Gulf Coast League short seasons, and you work your way up. You then go to the Northwest League or the New York Penn League, the rookie leagues. And then you'll go up to A-ball. There's a low A and then a high A. And here's the thing. If you're an umpire, you got to hit every level, as opposed to, you know, the your ball club might have a prospect that they take them from out of college and they'll stick them in Double A, and then in September they'll call them up in the big leagues. That can't happen as an umpire. You have to spend a season at every level. So by the time you're being looked at the big leagues, you're in anywhere from your 6th to 8th year in the minor leagues. You're starting in AAA. After 2 or 3 years, they might take you to big league spring training, and then they might take you up as needed for a vacation or an injury. So by the time you see a guy make his major league debut now, he's in anywhere from his 8th to 12th year of professional umpiring, and then he's got to wait. You know, we're Supreme Court justice appointees. We're going to stay there till we die or retire. And so depends how many people retire, when. Last year we had 4 openings. I think the year before we didn't have any. So it's kind of hit or miss. Our staff is getting a little bit older. There's some retirements coming up, so you'll see the staff turnover, I think, here in the next 5 years. But it's a long, hard road to get to the major league level. The money at the minor leagues is not good. And so when you see an umpire in a major league field, he definitely paid his dues to get there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Ted Barrett, veteran major league umpire, man of God, man of God's word, and the Lord has used him mightily to reach other umpires for Christ, to see them accept Jesus as their Savior, grow in their faith. And I think we'll talk about the spiritual climate in baseball as far as umpires are concerned with you next time, Ted. Thank you for being here, and we'll visit again very soon. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.